Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
Yes, it has. And that's the beautiful and talented Dina Martin, who is the daughter of Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite guests of all times, actually, I'll be honest with you.
Cool.
And Dina joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Dina, I've noticed that you have been rather vocal when asked about this controversy concerning Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yes, and Baby, it is cold outside. I understand you're going to have some snow.
Oh, stop it. What? What do you know? I got Tom Skilling here. I don't need you to tell me what's going to be. Is it snowing tomorrow? I know, and you live in, you know, warmer climes and like to lord it all over us, and you fly around in your plane. What? Fine, whatever. It sucks up here right now. The point is this, that
yes,
your father's song, especially your dad's version of the song, because that's that's the one that is obviously the top seller. It is now seen, did you see this? A 279% surge in sales since radio stations said they weren't going to play it anymore.
I know. Can you believe, I was absolutely dumbfounded. And I'm thinking, all right, the world, we've lost our minds. And the thing is, the one radio station, it was in Ohio, for heaven's sakes. Dad was born in Steubenville, Ohio. And they're not going to play. They're going to ban Dean Martin's Baby, It's Cold Outside. It was just so bizarre to me. I had to tweet it because I'm thinking, this is crazy. And I said, what do you think? So, it kind of went viral. People were calling in. When I hear my dad singing this song that was written by, for heaven's sakes, Frank Lesser, and he performed it with his wife, this is a nice, sweet, sexy song. What about, it's a date. Now I know I understand the Me Too movement. I'm all for that and everything. But this song is not what they're thinking it is. We do know that no means no, but here's this light, flirty, cute, funny.
Okay. All right, let me hold
song.
On. Hold on. I want to play this cut for you. This is what Ingrid Michaelson,
okay,
who's famous for nothing, said about this song. I'm going to let it play, and then you react when you hear her stop. Go ahead.
Okay.
I think it was meant to be written as a coy sort of quote-unquote cat and mouse situation, which is kind of gross to me anyway, but that was how things were back then. That was the societal expectations of women, were to say no, but they really meant yes. It's triggering to a lot of women and men who have, been forced to do things. So in my opinion, it should just be nixed from the playlists of the world.
Okay. Nixed from the playlist of the world. All right. Oh, my God. See, the PC police have gone absolutely berserk now. It's a... Yeah, there is nothing wrong with a coy cat and mouse kind of... it's a date. It was funny. It was witty. And... in those days, it was written in 1949 or 44, and this song, it actually became, it was in the movie Neptune's Daughter. It got an Academy Award, and we're going to ban this from, music for the rest of our lives. It's absolutely an insane idea.
Okay, but I do want to ask you this question, though. And there's a whole new, PC version of it, which is kind of a very, very funny reaction to it.
Yeah, it's like, I simply must go, Uber is right outside, things are super appropriate here, right? It's funny.
Now, Dina, if your dad, Dean Martin, were still alive today, right now, and listening to this, or in heaven, as he is in heaven, and right now he's probably on the back nine, right, before he goes and has an Italian dinner. I just want to know what you think his reaction would be.
I think first of all, he would be sympathetic to what, people with their trigger things, because I think he would just say, the world has gone mad, because he didn't mean anything by it. It was a nice, flirty song, as I say, and I think that he would, he just wouldn't believe it. And he'd say, what are you kids doing today? I don't think that he would You know, I don't think he would be upset about it. Well, you know what? It's so funny. He was such a cool guy. And if it hurt people, you know, he probably would say, okay, well, you know, just don't listen to it. But don't ban the song. But I think that he would be, you know, shocked, come to think of it, that they would think that this song, you know, he would be shocked. Because there's something so special and sweet about Dean Martin. He would just go, are you kidding me? You know, this is it's a nice Frank Lesser tune, and it's a holiday classic. This is what, you know, this is the most wonderful time of the year. And he was known for Christmas. And it, to take the joy out of people's lives by taking this song away from them is absolutely absurd.
The station in San Francisco that initially pulled it has restored it. They're playing it again because they did some kind of poll with their listeners, and they found mm-hmm. that 7 out of 10 people, although they felt that it's a different era and a different sensibility, but they still love the tradition and the history of that song.
Yes, because we will end up, if this is where we're going in this world of ours, in this PC world, there are going to be no love songs. It's going to be a really sad, not a happy world anymore. You know, mm-hmm. The people are taking the fun out of everything these days because we just have to tiptoe around. You know, I would like people, first of all, you know, parents, bring your children up right. You know, teach them respect and get over yourselves. You know, everybody is just so frightened and nervous, and it's just not that. People were having a lot more fun, I think, years ago when you could have a nice, funny, sexy song and, you know, have a drink and still have, and still be respectful. So I do think, you know, my dad would be nuts, and I think, you know, we've gone way off base with this.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the point that it's sort of a common sense thing? I mean, this isn't about somebody who definitely, you know, is saying no and wants to be out of the situation, because that's, and we're seeing a lot of this in the Me Too kind of moment where there is a lot, the triggering. You just mentioned it, Dina, because mm-hmm. it is, there are people who've been through this. There are people who have encountered, especially in show business. I mean, and I think in all aspects of life, but in mm-hmm. show business, the stories are out there, and they're rife right now with, you know, and everywhere you're reading about, you know, whether it's Les Moonves at CBS or Harvey Weinstein or whatever it is.
Sure.
Those kinds of things. And that's
misogynistic culture, really.
Right.
That's, you know, gone back for decades, but that was allowed and even promoted in some areas.
And we've learned from that, and now, you know, and these people, everyone can, they can come out and say what they like, but and I understand these trigger points, all of that. It's sad and it's too bad this is what's happening in our society. But this song, you know, I think even about that one, you know, Dad's version, you know, say what's in this drink. It's not that she thinks someone's putting a pill, you know, some kind of pill in the drink. You know, what is this? Is it vodka? It's a playful, fun song. And I don't think that we should be getting rid of our heritage and our you know, I saw something the other day that had a picture of my father and Frank Sinatra, and it said, "What's next? Strangers in the Night?" You know, so we, what?
I can only imagine what you've seen. Social media is not kind to this whole thing. It's just people are getting crazy.
Well, social media is for, I mean, it's like, it's everybody with a complaint. It's just it's turned into a total great medium.
And aren't you allowed to not like something without banning it?
Yeah.
You don't like the song, you don't like the song.
And turn off the radio if you don't want to hear it.
Dina, wait a second.
No, you're not this.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah, burn your CDs.
Yeah, there you go. Then have to buy new ones or download new ones or whatever it is. Speaking of CDs,
That's right.
You have a beautiful Christmas one, White Christmas, Dina Martin. And I, you know, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. And where, I hope, are you in Branson or are you out in the West Coast?
We just got back here yesterday from New York and Philly, and now we're here in Branson, but we're going out to the West Coast. You know, we've got holiday, we got the Christmas cheer going around here.
Yeah, I am sure. My guess is that the Martin family, that's exactly what goes on.
That's big.
All right, well, next time you're in Chicago, please stop by.
Well, we will do that, and thank you guys for your fabulous show and being right up on the news and everything. So no one's going to turn you off.
Yeah, well, you never know. Thank you very much. Oh, wait,
thanks for weighing in.
All right,
Dina.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Too.
Merry Christmas to you too,
bye-bye.
Dina Martin. All right, let's check in with Judy Pilak. What's happening on the WGN News?
A woman believed to be pregnant, gravely wounded in Round Lake.